Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On The Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
And welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On The Mark. Mark Lawrence here, as promised, and across from me, Mr. Ben Reichle. Ben, pull that microphone up super-duper close and say good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Ben Reichle's here. Ultra-conservative, natural-born listener, free thinker, and it's an American first, he'll tell you, right?
Yeah, I think pretty moderate and just here to be a co-host. And we have some great guests, and we're going to open up a topic that a lot of people will probably see rivers and streams, but not understanding the implications of what good rivers and good streams can mean to the communities they serve.
Okay, so that gives you your first glimpse at what we're going to be doing. We're going to talk about the Loyal Sauk Creek, which is the river of the year, and we're going to talk all things water here today, so we got the right folks here. We'll start out with one element of traffic. There's a lane restriction at the underpass in Northumberland. Power pole work is happening right there, so do watch out for a slight slowdown in Northumberland. It's not causing a big gum up, but you're going to have to pay attention as you go through that underpass. Sound advice anyway, so do be aware of that this morning. So, well, not everybody pays attention
isn't,
as they're driving.
There naturally gum up in Northumberland right now?
Not lately. Things have been going very duckily through town, so okay. We hope that continues. On the Mark is sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. We invite you to call our toll-free line if you have a question for our show today, 1-800-795-9565. Throughout the show, if you have an email, you can send it to us at WKOK.com and at onthemark@WKOK.com. And you can also text us at 70326. That's the Text Connect system. Sign up. You don't get any junk messages. Once or twice a week, we send you breaking news information you can use, such as fast-moving weather systems that are going to affect your travel. We also have a ultra-important person, VIP. It's a dead celebrity service. We tell you when somebody famous died, all right? We got to come up with a better name for that. But that's what it's all about. And breaking news.
We're very excited about it. So back in November, Mel and I sat down and worked on a nomination application for River of the Year, and it went into Pennsylvania Organization for Watersheds and Rivers. And apparently they received quite a few nominations, and they selected five waterways to be the five finalists for the public to vote on. So we were one of the five. The other four were the Conequenessing out in the Pittsburgh area, Little Juniata, the Lower Susquehanna, and the Lackawanna River.
And it won. Handily.
It won big.
And so what does the River of the Year designation? Well, first of all, it's not a river. How can it be the River of the Year when it's a creek?
Yeah, that's a little confusing. So they've opened it up to any waterway in Pennsylvania. So creeks, streams, rivers, and even lakes can be the Pennsylvania River of the Year. And the primary goal of the program is just to bring attention to the wonderful surface water resources we have here in Pennsylvania.
All right. And so this year, we're going to have some parties. Tell me briefly about some of the things that will be coming up.
Well, of course, we'll have a paddle. That's one of the requirements of River of the Year, is that there's a sojourn. So we're looking at a one-day paddle on the Loyal Sauk. It's the Loyal Sauk itself is only 64 miles long, and a good portion of it is not paddle-worthy because it's up in the mountains, or it's spring runoff and white water, so more trained paddling. So we're looking for a family-friendly paddle in the middle to lower section, and that'll be probably one Saturday in June. We're still finalizing that date. So that's the big event, but we're looking at many, many other ways to connect to the watershed during the year, from arts and science, youth activities, fishing, birding with the Audubon Society, a trip out on the Hiawatha to talk about healthy tributaries and healthy rivers, just all kinds of ways for people to connect with the watershed, connect with the Loyal Sauk Creek, and really show their love for this wonderful, pristine resource that we have.
All right. And Walt, why was this great news as far as Trout Unlimited is concerned that this designation came through?
Well, our Trout Unlimited organization is primarily focused on preserving, protecting, and enhancing cold water fisheries. And Loyal Sauk historically has been a very good cold water fishery. It also has a good warm water fishery. It has smallmouth bass, walleyes, but a lot of brown trout and brookies up in the headwaters. So there's a lot of work going on right now that are helping to protect that cold water resource and the aquatic life in Loyal Sauk Creek.
And there are probably some folks in our audience that are saying, Trout Unlimited? Question mark. If you're not a fisherman and you're not familiar, please tell us about this global organization.
Right. Well, it's not a fishing club. It's a conservation organization. And there's chapters all over the country. We have about 37 active chapters here in Pennsylvania, of which we're the one. We are primarily involved in Lycoming and Sullivan counties. But we do a lot of work. We collaborate with watershed groups, the conservation agencies, but we also have a good time. We have outings. We teach fly tying and things to get folks connected with those aquatic resources that are sort of a surrogate for clean water and water that affects not just recreation but public health.
Yeah, what Babs Creek? Am I naming the right creek mm-hmm. when we talk about what is
Yeah,
the
Babs
real
Creek
star?
Is up in Pine Creek area. That was severely impaired by acid mine drainage, and Bob McCullough, former national director of Trout Unlimited and a native Williamsporter, really pushed the issue on Bab Creek to restore that. And Bab Creek is now attaining wild trout status because it's now has higher alkalinity and good ability to support aquatic life, has really helped the main stem of Pine Creek. And so from a relatively small project up on Bab Creek, it's now had benefits all the way down Pine Creek, and there's tremendous fishery, recreational fishery now evolving on Pine Creek that had been degraded years back.
All right. So when folks, men and women who are part of Trout Unlimited and a lot of other organizations thought big, some people said, well, it couldn't be done, but Babs Creek is just the super go-to example. Mel, first of all, tell us about the Clean Water Institute at Lycoming College. We haven't talked about it on the radio in a while.
Well, the Lycoming College Clean Water Institute has been one of my passions for a number of years, and so I'm currently director of that. And what we do is we, again, have a purpose of in trying to partners, and partnerships are very important, but to get students involved in field work. So many of the students, 8 to 11 a summer, are summer interns. It's a paid position. And depending upon what grants we have different projects. And many of those projects have been in the Loyal Sauk Creek watershed, stream restoration projects, water monitoring, and many of the things that we do involve a lot of other different partners. I'm sort of wearing two hats today. I'm also representing the Loyal Sauk Creek Watershed Association. I'm on the board, been a member for a number of years. And again, as part of this application for River of the Year, I was wearing that hat to go with that. And then again, with the Clean Water Institute, we are partnering with the we call it the River Heartland Group, six other college universities in the area, and so we work on each other in terms of cooperation on projects and get assistance from in particular in Loyal Sauk Creek, Susquehanna University. Dr. Jonathan Niles and his students have been working on the unassessed waters program with a cooperative program with Fish and Boat, and we've been involved. The Clean Water Institute has been involved with that since it started in 2010.
And why is naming Loyal Sauk Creek River of the Year such a home run?
Well, just a little historical. The River of the Year program actually started in 1983. And again, Pennsylvania Organization of Watershed and Rivers, I'm a former director of that, and DCNR, and it's a DCNR program to highlight, a particular watershed and a water area, a river. And so, obviously, there's only so many major rivers in Pennsylvania, so they've expanded it. But it allows an opportunity for people to get involved and get together and promote, and in this case, it's going to be the Loyal Sauk Creek. So the activities we're planning are going to involve as many different partners and communities possible.
All right, we're going to be talking about some threats that are facing the creek right now, and really why paying this much attention to Loyal Sauk Creek is appropriate and is super timely. So we're going to continue that conversation when we come back. We are going to also invite folks to call us if they have a question for our panel. Just a stellar panel of individuals that can talk about the Susquehanna River and some of the specific waterways in our broad valleys. North Central Pennsylvania is a bit of the focus, but certainly Mel and his students have broad knowledge up and down the Susquehanna Valley, and so we're going to talk about the environment and the Loyal Sauk Creek. When we continue here on WDKOK, we invite you to call us now. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. If you have a question for our guests, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wdkok.com.
Sometimes the truth hurts. The first 2 weeks of January with sub-zero temperatures put a hurtin' on Sunbury Motors sales. Well, bundle up and save while SMC delivers the biggest discounts imaginable. Sunbury Motors Ford wants to see you in a brand new Escape or F-150. Save up to $8,000 on new Escapes starting at $20,825. Or take up to $14,500 off a new Ford F-150 starting at $25,969. Sunbury Motors Kia doesn't want you to pay a dime in interest for your new Kia. Finance a new Sorento, Sportage, Optima, or Forte for 0% for 75 months. No one has 0% for 75 months but Kia. Sunbury Motors Hyundai wants you with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Plus, you can save up to $3,807 on a new Santa Fe and $3,112 on a new Hyundai Tucson. Bundle up and save at Sunbury Motors Ford, Kia, or Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
All right, welcome back to the WDKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, so glad that we have some great guests here. Carol Perenzin, Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. Dr. Mel Zimmerman's here, a biologist from Lycoming College. He's emeritus professor there and director of the Clean Water Institute and the president of the Susquehanna chapter of Trout Unlimited. All right, is with us Walt Nicholson. And, of course, we know him as involved in municipal sewer and water up in Williamsport. We're very forward-thinking authorities. We're lucky around here. We do have some authorities around here that really are doing the right thing in so many ways, so we can talk about that. Threats facing the River of the Year. Carol, kind of get us started.
Yeah, so some of the past historical threats, if we go back to when coal mining was an active player up in the Loyal Sauk, the headwaters of the Loyal Sauk, we had some remaining abandoned mine drainage, and we're doing some treatment there. But the one of the main threats today is the fact that it's a very mountainous region, and we're having these extreme weather events. And when it rains, it pours up there, and all the water goes one place into that creek. So we've had some major flood damage from October 2016, when we had the Sunoco pipeline rupture that occurred on the Loyal Sauk, and then back 2011 during the hurricanes. So there's been a lot of effort on stream restoration, bank stabilization, habitat restoration, and that's going to be an ongoing thing as long as we have these extreme weather events. And then, of course, it's the watershed's also home to the active Marcellus Shale extraction. So there's always that challenge as well. And back in November of 2017, we actually had a flowback water spill on one of the well pads, and 63,000 63,000 gallons of flowback water got released. So those are the ongoing challenges. But it's I would say of all of those things, and probably just the extreme weather and the rainstorms that we're getting and the impact that has on this little creek that sits at the base of these mountains.
What can we do about the weather events? You mentioned that some work is being done because of high water volumes at times. Describe what that entails, and we'll get a full answer on that from the whole table, but we'll start with you.
Sure. So part of that is even identifying locations that are good candidates to do some stream restoration work. What we found with these extreme weather events, the stream has rechannelized itself. There are places where the stream no longer goes under the bridges. It has gone back, and it's natural for a stream or river to move. We don't like that as human beings. We like things to be the same, but we have to think beyond being the engineers in control of nature. Mother Nature is going to win, and so we need to be flexible and work with her. So where the streams have moved outside of the banks and the bridges are now not going over the streams, we have to think about how we're going to change our approach to taking care of those kinds of things. But there are places on the stream where we're seeing repeated bank erosion, and those are the places where we can go in and do some restoration work, put in some log veins, put in some mud sills, really stabilize those banks, make really good habitat for the trout, and allow those vulnerable areas to survive these storm events. And we're seeing that that's working and it's being effective. We just need to do more of that, but I think we're headed in the right direction.
All right, Nick, I'm sorry, Walt, same question. This idea that if huge volumes of water are the issue, what can we do?
Well, I think we just had a recent watershed summit last week where we had 16-17 different organizations and agencies come in and talk about a lot of that issue. And the local county conservation districts, the Fish Commission, some of the watershed groups, and some partnering with even oil and gas companies are putting in as Carol said, bank stabilization projects up in the headwaters that are helping to sort of stem the flow of sediment. A lot of times people look at a flood as water flow. I think you also have to look at sediment flow, because one of the folks from the Fish and Wildlife one time said that, forgetting about the rock movement, the rock transport, sediment transport during a flood is like thinking about baking a cake and forgetting about the flour. So you really have to account for the sediment transport in streams and how to start to stabilize that in the headwaters. You're never going to control the sinuosity and the natural characteristics of a big river to sort of expend its energy on its banks, but you can get out of its way and try not to do things that aren't the right thing to do. And sometimes you can make more damage trying to fix things up if you don't know what you're doing.
Mel, elaborate on this idea that the creek isn't going to be doing tomorrow what it did yesterday.
Right, and that's just the natural character of flowing waters. They're very dynamic and they're constantly changing. And, just in the last decade in the Loyal Sock, we've had some significant storms. They're talking about 100-year storms, 500-year storms, events that should be happening in once every 100 years, 500 years, but they seem to be multiple happenings more and more. One of the over the years, the Clean Water Institute is early in the 2000s, we went through the whole Loyal Sock watershed looking at erosion potential sites. Some of those were then key marked by the watershed group and other organizations to look at in terms of bank stabilization. Currently, just the evaluation since 2011 is many cabins and in some cases residences were washed and severely damaged. And so that caused the area up there to look at, okay, what would be allowed to rebuild? And if you rebuild, how should they be done? One of the incidents there is there was a very popular restaurant at the time along the Loyal Sock. Pier 87 it was completely washed away and now has had to rebuild up on stilts above the high water mark. And that had been now since then a number of houses and cabins all along the Sauk have had to do that. So that's one way of protecting people and their properties. But again, it's events like that that would kick it off. And then looking at different parts, especially in tributaries, we've been working with restoration projects on Big Bear Creek, Elk Creek, Little Bear Creek, and these are all partners. These are watershed groups or hunt fishing clubs and different organizations. And in addition to the oil and gas providing either funds or manpower to help on various stream restoration projects, again, trying to keep those sediment from getting into that main stem and causing even more damage.
We were talking about the River of the Year, Loyal Sauk Creek. We're getting awful close to the top of the hour, but we'll keep talking about issues that are facing the creek. And let me stay on with Mel here for just a quick moment. What are some other threats that are facing the creek? We mentioned the Marcellus Shale is there. There are occasionally an isolated incident where there's where it turns out to be an actual pollution event, but that's rare. But other threats. Maybe some that relate to Marcellus Shale?
Well, it was mentioned earlier about in the upper reaches, there are some abandoned coal mines, and those are being addressed in terms of passive and some active treatment systems going in. Again, it requires partners. So we're seeing, in particular, when I first came to Williamsport area in 1979, you went up the Lopez and the headwaters there, and the pH of the creek was 3 or below. And now, through this active process of treating these mine wastes, the pH is—it's almost a Bab Creek story in terms of getting the pH up and the water quality back, and the fish are going back. So it takes time, it takes partners, and that's going to be and that's one of the things about highlighting these positive organizations and groups through the River of the Year to kind of get this going. One of the other things we're hoping to kick off with this is we've been working with a number of partners to get the
An easement up there?
Pardon me. No. Well, conservation easement.
River conservation plan.
But a river conservation plan, which has been put on Pine Creek, has been on the lower west branch of the Susquehanna, and we're in the middle of this process in Loyal Sauk Creek. So I'm looking at this event to kick it off to try to get that completed in the next year.
But you talk about partners. You're talking about community, industry, the people involved.
Yep.
And the mines you're talking about were 50, 60, 80, 90,
right,
100 years ago.
Right.
That were abandoned, and that's what they did with mines back then.
That's right. They could, at that point, they could easily just close up the operation and pack up and leave, and there was no accountability to remediate anything.
And what's interesting, you talk about, and I know we're coming to the top of the hour here, but erosion and natural erosion and stabilizing it, but stabilizing it in a way that you can still hold the banks, but you still get some natural movement of the waters.
Sure.
And the technologies that are coming out are helping that. And it's interesting that you have the groups of industry, associations, community involved in looking at doing those projects.
And just even looking at infrastructure on bridges and culverts and how to design them better to process all this water.
All right, we are going to continue talking about this very topic during the 9 a.m. hour. We have some guests talking about the Loyal Sauk Creek is the River of the Year. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
And welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. We're finding out about the Loyal Sauk Creek being River of the Year, and we're talking to some experts that are very informed on activities that will be happening during the year ahead and what needs to happen in the years ahead to alleviate and remediate some of the threats that face the Loyal Sauk Creek and a lot of the creeks around here. You hear some solutions on these topics, so you'll hear these again in relation to other creeks and waterways around here. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. We'll do headlines at 20 minutes after the hour. We have guests in the studio. Mel Zimmerman is here. He's a professor emeritus at Lycoming College, heads their Clean Water Institute, and continues to guide students through the internships and some of the work of running the institute, which is really has a great broad footprint around here. He's a member of the Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies. Walt Nicholson is here. He has veteran duties in his working career with the Municipal Sewer and Water Authorities up in Williamsport, and in that area is quite knowledgeable, but president of the Susquehanna chapter of Trout Unlimited. And so that's a broad regional chapter, very active chapter in terms of working to remediate streams around here and having activities and education and opportunities for folks to really learn about the wonderful trout fishery that we have in the central Susquehanna Valley, which is, just exactly 4 months away from now we get to start trout fishing. Although the fly fishermen, we took a snow trip up north up around 880, and believe it or don't, there was a guy up there fly fishing in a catch and release zone. So
what is the first day for trout?
15th. Wonder about the 15th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday closest to the April 15th.
Okay, so we're looking at April 14th.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at weather that would be 30 to 40 degrees warmer, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yep. Yeah, at least that would be fine. Although I've been fishing with ice in the rod tip, so I know how to do that too. So, all right.
That is a true fisherman.
All right. So that's Walt Nicholson, so we're really glad that he's here. And Carol Perenzen is back, a star of WKOK Sunrise, as near as I can tell. You've been on a half a dozen times at least. Mm-hmm. So since the get-go, when she really got the program started, now she's got new digs in Sunbury in the building, the Attorney Boop building, that we'll call it there. I'm sure it has a better name than that, but he's a big lover of the outdoors too, so you've got a good ally in your landlord there. So that's where the Riverkeeper program is centered.
Can you see the river from your office?
I cannot, unfortunately. There's a flood wall between me and the river.
Okay. So, no, but if you go up on the second floor, you probably could. So. Yeah,
but I feel her spirit at all times.
Okay, yep, she's there. So that's Carol Perenzen is with us. We are really trying to talk about threats. Again, briefly outline the activities, because of this River of the Year designation, some things that will be happening that will be coming up.
Sure. So the main goal of River of the Year is to connect community to the creek, to the river, to the watershed. The highlight of the River of the Year is, of course, the paddle. And we hope to have 100 kayakers and canoeists on the creek on a day in June, and just loving our Loyal Sauk Creek. But we'd like to expand beyond the typical paddle for River of the Year, and we're looking at all kinds of cross-cultural kinds of things, from music and arts to science to history to birding to hiking, just all ways to get people out and connected. The one thing I did not mention in the very beginning is we also want to do some economic development connection to the watershed and really spotlight the businesses that are up there and give them a chance to shine and show what they're bringing to the sustainability approach in the watershed.
All right, so there's going to be a number of events. We're going to do that whole schedule coming up. Walt, Trout Unlimited, I hope you'll be present at some of the things that we just alluded to, but will Trout Unlimited take some steps, too, to make sure that this is brought up and talked about?
Yeah, yes, we do, and we have different educational and fun opportunities up there. In the summer, Schick Elementary School in Loyal Sauk Township has a Creek Day, where they're probably about fifth, sixth grade students come out and enjoy fishing, kayaking, flipping over rocks and looking at the aquatic insects that live in the creek and so on. And we've had fly fishing events. We've had, for example, the casting for recovery of cancer survivor folks to learn how to fly cast as an activity, dealing with healing waters. So we've had a lot of events to try to get people out on local streams and experience that great recreation and connection with nature that's out there. So we'll be working with Carol and see if we can come up with a fishing event or an educational event there.
And Mel, why is this an opportunity? You are going to have a slightly busier schedule because of this too.
Again, in terms of our we do a continue long-term monitoring on the creek, but I'd like to highlight that bringing the positive aspects of the watershed in the creek, and there's a Lawsock Creek Trail that goes along the creek and up over the mountains and beautiful vistas, goes 60 miles a length. Peppered on that Lawsock Trail, it would go along the haystacks, which is kind of a mounds of sandstones in the Lawsock State Forest in the upper reaches of Lawsock, beautiful natural area. 80-foot Angel Falls near the haystacks, tributaries to the Lawsock. There's Jacoby Falls on a tributary to Wallace Run. So I'm looking at this as trying to highlight the natural beauty of this area and get people to look at it. And again, oftentimes the people living there don't appreciate what's there in their own backyard. And I think some of these events are going to highlight these natural areas that we could take advantage of.
Well, I think one point you all made is it's not just Lawsock Creek, it's the watershed. Mm-hmm. And to get this recognition, the watershed and everything that goes with the creek, or the, I guess, Lawsock, mm-hmm. quote unquote, river, now it goes along with it. My question would be, you've created this template. Mark sort of hit on it a little bit earlier. This is a template for other watersheds to start to use. Parts of the watershed are going to have a higher hurdle. Some might have a lower hurdle, but for the most part, you've created a template that people can look at. And Carol, you're not just looking at the Lawsock. You're looking at other tributaries also.
Absolutely. I actually have 11,000 square miles, 20 counties that I watch. Mm-hmm. So I have a really big bathtub with a big drain.
And Walt has Trout Unlimited Pine Creek, and you, right. we talked about that. And so you have a bigger, yeah. you have some bigger fish to put elsewhere.
For a trout fishermen, it's too many streams, too little time. Mm-hmm. There's so many beautiful places in our
area. I think that's
a
bumper sticker somewhere.
Yeah.
And Doctor, you're talking about educating the youths at Lycoming College, the youth to understand what goes into watershed restoration and to preserve this.
Yeah, and trying to get as many of my college students out in the field to get these practical experiences and just, you know, getting a broader awareness of how everything kind of fits together.
And Carol, we talked at the break, though, for every action, there's a reaction. And if you go back to early Pennsylvania, and of course, you talk about Williamsport and the term Williamsport millionaires, but the logging industry and what happens when you deforest and the sediment runs into the rivers and the streams in the rivers for the fishing and what happens. So, again, there's a joint venture here between the industrial parts and the community parts of mm-hmm. keeping these watersheds preserved to be used.
Yeah, I think sort of required reading ought to be the Vanishing Trout book written by Dr. Charles Lowes back in 1928. I think it was published in 1931.
A long time ago, yeah.
And it was right after the entire Lawsock watershed was denuded of all of its trees. Mm-hmm. And there was a foreword in there by R.B. Winter, the district forester mm-hmm. here in the Lewisburg area, and Henry Shoemaker. And they talked about restoring the Lawsock to what it was. And so in the ensuing 90-plus years now, almost, Lawsock has come back. And the character of that whole watershed is very wild. It has tremendous scenic attributes, as Mel said, the Lawsock Trail, dozens of waterfalls and vistas and wild areas, And a lot of places that you can just get up and get lost in, whether it's a small trout stream or a hiking trail. And that's sort of the thing that needs to be protected the most, because that's its character and its solitude up there, and it's a very special watershed.
Yeah, if you want to enjoy Loyal Sock on the lower part on Route 87, get a driver that just drives, and the passengers can then watch everything. Mm-hmm. Because if you're driving, you can't look where the road is, but it's a beautiful scenic drive almost any time of the year, including now.
Yeah, and right now there are no pipelines and power lines to speak of. There's one power line down there at Wallace Run. Goes across, but so far Loyal Sock Creek has escaped the pipelines that have come with some of the gas activity, and so we hope that the coordination of that whole gas play stays up hidden up on the tops and so on. It doesn't impinge on the scenic value of Loyal Sock.
Well, be on the pier 87. We'll give them a free promotion. I've sat there for more than 1 hour, less than four, on that one corner where the stream just comes down. And there's a lot of times there's silence among us sitting at that table, and you just hear the creek. And there's something, I don't know what, medicinal, soothing about just being there. And of course that's a little bit more commercial. There's other places where I'm sure you've all been that is just pristine to take in the creek.
If you hike up on Ryder Park and hike out to Doe Pend Vista, you look right down on Pier 87. The beautiful vistas up there.
I just wanted to add another sort of biological importance of the area is, and I think you've had one of my colleagues, Dr. Peter Patokas, here talking about the hellbender, and there's a resident hellbender population in the Loyal Sock Creek. Matter of fact, that area you just said, we've often used that as a classroom with students finding hellbenders in that pool area there. And again, the hellbender, I'll put a pitch in, it's still nominated for the amphibian of the state amphibian. It's still kind of moving up through the legislature to be able to do that, but that would give added recognition to not only the Loyal Sock, but throughout the Susquehanna Valley where the hellbender populations are. And then another sort of a biological threat is there's this invasion of rusty crayfish. These are these large crayfish, and they are established in the Loyal Sock. Very aggressive crayfish. They came from the Ohio, Mississippi River Valley, brought in to use as fish bait by fishermen. Mm-hmm. And what do fishermen do oftentimes? So they dump their bait bucket and boom. So now established populations have happened throughout Pennsylvania. And it's changed sort of possibly the diet of even the hellbender because they're very big. There's a resident population now, reestablished of river otters in the Loyal Sock. So there's all these other things that you preserve the land, you preserve the water, and you start to get biological.
So benefits. There's potential to have a crawfish boil.
That would be maybe just to try to control the rusty crayfish, is to have one.
That would be fun. All right, well, we're going to add that to the agenda. We're going to take a quick break, but we have our guests for another 10 minutes, so we're going to ask them to stay just a little bit longer till 9:30. You're all okay with that? Is that okay? Good. We got a lot of ground to cover. We want to talk about sprawl, and we're going to answer the question, what can I do? And we got to answer that question, so we're going to do that shortly. But if you have a question for our panelists or an email, send it to onthemark@wkok.com. We do have one email, so we'll read that. We'll take all comers on the phone, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
What's great about your hometown pharmacy is they always find ways to make things easier for you, their valued customers. And with the new year, there's always something new.
Hi, this is Tyler from Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and I'm proud to be the newest member of the hometown pharmacy family. Of course, Trutz Pharmacy gives each and every customer personalized one-on-one service, just like you've come to know from all the hometown pharmacies. And now, Trutz Pharmacy offers free delivery. From our own backyard in the Mifflinburg area, to the Middleburg area, and everywhere in between, we got you covered. Trutz Pharmacy will deliver to you, free of charge. It's easy to transfer your prescriptions. Just give us a call or stop by Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, just off Route 45, and we'll take care of the rest.
Now that's the way it should be. Customer service that goes above and beyond. Simple as that.
Hometown pharmacies in Lewisburg, Northumberland, Mount Pleasant Mills, Bloomsburg, Danville, Danville, and the new Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we have news headlines at the bottom of the hour. Our guests staying with us a little bit longer. Somebody emailed on the mark at WKOK.com. It says, sending many thanks to our guests today for helping us protect and celebrate the Loyal Sauk Creek. I think the River of the Year celebration is similar to a birthday party for a 100-plus great-great-grandmother. We need to be impressed with her survival through the challenges, continue to be protective and careful with her, and listen to her lessons. What are the lessons of the Loyal Sauk Creek for those who might not think about it as an everyday gift of clean water? So what are the lessons we learned from Loyal Sauk Creek, please, Carol?
Well, I think the main lesson is that we are responsible for protecting and preserving this creek. And what we do, what we've done in the past, what we do today, what we do in the future will have an impact not only on the quality of the land, but the quality of the water, our drinking water, what we leave behind for the next generations. Everything we do every day has some impact on the value of all of the water here in Pennsylvania. We turn on a light switch, we stop and grab a soda with a disposable straw. Whatever it is, there's an impact, and we just need to be more aware of making better choices on an individual level and then a community level. And the Loyal Sauk can be our lesson. You know, she has come back. She's continuing to come back, and now she's honored as River of the Year. And let her guide us.
Well, what can the Sauk teach us?
Yeah, well, I think it sort of the lesson of good stewardship. We really need to learn to, treasure great scenic and natural resources like the Sauk, and treat it with respect. Try to. When we recreate and have fun up there, think about how other folks are affected by that. Sometimes up on Pine Creek, there have been too many canoers and people floating with having floating beer parties and trashing people's cabin front lawns and things like that. So, I think, as Carol said, we all have impacts, and I think you need to respect each other's quiet enjoyment of their area, and Loyal Sauk is a great place for
must
that.
Be those New Yorkers coming here to visit for the weekend.
Mel?
Well, as an educator, I'm very looking to the Loyal Sauk story being told and involving more youth, anywhere from K through 12, but as a college professor, the college students need to be make a connection more to the outdoors. And so I'm looking forward to the programs that we're going to do and trying to involve as much as the community, especially the youth, as possible.
And real quick on that, when you get Lycoming students from all over,
right?
But Lycoming students from maybe the suburban Philadelphia area, New Jersey area, that's a little bit more urbanized,
right?
And you take them up there, I can only imagine the reaction sometimes. Not that they haven't seen that, but to stand there at the waters or to turn over a rock and see aquatic animals, pretty interesting.
Yeah, very, very much. I mean, a lot of times, you turn over a rock, you find aquatic insects, or even we do a lot of electrofishing, or just looking at the diversity of fish. You'll ask the students to look in the creek and say, "Do you see anything there?" And then you do sampling, and boom, you got all this life coming to.
And someone says, "I would never go in the Schuylkill River and do this."
Right.
And we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for waiting. You are on the mark.
Good morning. I have a question for Carol. I'd like to know if she is still going to do her Riverkeeper Book Club. I believe it was the end of January with State, and I don't know how well anyone knows about it, but I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, our first session is Monday, January 29th, and the book that we're selecting for the first time is The Riverkeepers by Bobby Kennedy and John Cronin. And after today's conversation, I'm hoping that we can add The Vanishing Trout to our lineup and do a book club for Loyal Sauk Creek River of the Year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I believe it's going to be in Sunbury, and I'm wondering, are you having any kind of a snow date in case it would snow?
That's another great question. So We're going to assume we're not going to have snow on Monday, January 29th, but the best thing to do is to check with us via Facebook that day or call me, and that number is 570-768-6300. But we're meeting at 7 o'clock. The address is 112 Market Street, and there's parking behind the building and out on the street. So the first time we meet, we're going to also be working on the logistics of the actual book club itself.
Oh, that's great. I hope to see you there.
We hope to see you, too.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Kathy. All right. An additional remark, a final comment, please, Carol, an additional comment. And weave into that, please, what everyone can do.
Sure. Well, the first thing everybody can do is follow our event page that we're going to have on MiddleSusquehannaRiverkeeper.org for all the many varied activities that will happen on and around the Loyal Sauk Creek this year. And the thing that everybody can do as an individual is just become more aware of the connection between what you do every day and clean water.
All right. An additional comment, please.
Yeah, I think that everybody should think about becoming a member of one of the conservation organizations like Trout Unlimited, like watershed associations, and get involved. Get out there, get your feet wet and your hands dirty, and give us a hand with things. So there's a lot of good work being done that's leveraging very scarce dollars with volunteers making some real progress and doing good work in our local watersheds.
All right, and we are talking about the Loyal Sauk Creek River of the Year designation. There'll be a lot of activities. MiddleSusquehannaRiverkeeper.org, the place to go for more information.
Absolutely.
And then Carol will keep that up to date. Mel, an additional comment.
Well, I'm looking forward to the positive effect that this is going to have, or a reinforcement. There's a number of watershed groups, men's clubs, conservation groups that are working up there and have always been working up there, sort of silently behind, making strides. But if we can get the partners together and celebrate, and I think that'll reinforce their efforts and hopefully move things positively for the Loyal Sauk in the future.
All right. Thank you so much, Mel Zimmerman. Still the head of the Clean Water Institute at Lycoming College. He's an emeritus professor of biology at the school. We have Walt Nicholson with us. Hails with a career at the Water and Sewer Municipal Authorities up in Williamsport, but is the president of the Susquehanna Chapter of Trout Unlimited. And Carol Perenzin is the Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper. Thank you all for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Fabulous, important information.
Very informative.
Yep. Keep us up to date with all of these activities. We'll be back with Open Phones when we return.
Sometimes the truth hurts. The first 2 weeks of January with sub-zero temperatures put a hurting on Sunbury Motor sales. Well, bundle up and save while SMC delivers the biggest discounts imaginable. Sunbury Motors Ford wants to see you in a brand new Escape or F-150. Save up to $8,000 on new Escapes starting at $20,825, or take up to $14,500 off a new Ford F-150 starting at $25,969. Sunbury Motors Kia doesn't want you to pay a dime in interest for your new Kia. Finance a new Sereno, Sportage, Optima, or Forte for 0% for 75 months. No one has 0% for 75 months but Kia. Sunbury Motors Hyundai wants you with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Plus, you can save up to $3,807 on a new Santa Fe and $3,112 on a new Hyundai Tucson. Bundle up and save at Sunbury Motors Ford, Kia, or Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. WKOK News is the next item on our agenda, but we got open phones. Call us on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line if you wish. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy of Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your Hometown Pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll see Terry out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, Kathy at the Danville Pharmacy, Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy. Some of those pharmacies deliver, but they all have fabulous care. They take super deluxe extra wonderful care of you, and they will make sure that your drug interactions are monitored. If you get a new pill that's going to change something, they'll let you know what the impact may be. And brand new pills that are coming out, you never know what some of the new things do, so they can stay current on all this so that you don't have to. They'll keep you informed when the time comes for you to know these sort of things. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open right now, 1-800-795-9565, the telephone number. No changes coming to Danville School District's varsity football coaching staff. The Danville School Board last night in a prepared statement during the meeting that the head coach, Jim Kaiser, would stay on board, this despite significant number of complaints from parents and others. This football player, Darian Yeager, a standout player, displayed his support for the coaches.
They've changed my life. I wouldn't take a single day back. I love getting yelled at by these guys. It's hilarious. I love it. They do it to make me a better person, and I know that's what their intent is at the end of the day.
And Bob Buhner Jr. says it works.
I have a deep appreciation for a man who builds character in young boys and turns them into good men. And that's what he has done in my observation.
And the football program has to comply with a new performance improvement plan about which Ben is going to comment in a moment. Sad news out of Harrisburg. The U.S. Marshal that was killed down there has local ties. He was from Northumberland County. 45-year-old Christopher Hill, an 11-year veteran of the Marshal Service in the Harrisburg area, died at a hospital in Harrisburg. A 1990 graduate of Warrior Run High School, U.S. Army veteran, family man. Authorities say Hill was part of a team of officers serving a high-risk warrant for the arrest of a woman wanted by Harrisburg police when that happened.
Very sad story.
Yeah, tough situation, boy, and just one of those chaotic scenes. It's hard to defend yourself when you're caught in that situation. The first responders in Point Township had a busy morning. They wrapped up the work on Route 11 overnight and got the highway open. It was because of an overturned tractor trailer yesterday, but the all clear was sounded around 3 a.m. Also, a convenience store damaged by fire around 3 this morning. Township police and EMS responders had the fire knocked down when Northumberland Point Township and Sunbury volunteers got there. Northumberland County Communications says the Quick Mart was damaged by that fire. And an interesting take on the sexual harassment scandal affecting Hollywood. The former French actress and sex symbol Brigitte Bardot says most actresses want it. She says actresses who have protested sexual harassment are hypocritical and ridiculous. Bardot says many of them tease producers to land parts. As for those coming forward with their stories as part of the Me Too movement, Bardot says they are doing so, quote, so that we can talk about them, unquote. In an interview with a French weekly, Bardot, who's 83, says she's never been a victim of sexual harassment and that she thought it was nice to be told she was beautiful and to receive the compliment. Right. All right. So you're Danville football. You know a lot about football. What's your reaction to hearing that no change to the coaching staff, but they're sort of on a technical probation kind of thing?
Yes, it's super secret probation one or super secret probation two. Something's rotten in Denmark with this story. Flat out, for the school board and the administration to let this go as far as it did and for it to end up how it did, something's amiss. And I'll say personally, no Coach Kaiser. Been around his staff a little bit. We've done games for years and been on the sidelines. So we're not talking about from the booth and see how they operate. Very good job. And I think there's a culture clash here, and we're seeing it not on football, but in society. And I talked last week about the parents. And I'll tell you what, folks, some of these parents need to get out of the way and let these administrators or coaches run these high school programs. And I sit in the stands at the high school games and hear what some of these parents say. And if you're Johnny or Janie's the greatest in the world and is going to be an Olympian, God bless them. Go after it and get it. If you feel a coach is holding you back, go find another school. There's private schools out there. But the involvement with parents is getting out of control, and the frustration on coaches and athletic directors and administrators. But what the administration did to this football team, interesting is that you had a player who's knee-deep in it say, hold it, these folks made me a better person. I was a boy and became a man, or whatever terms you want to use. Bob Buhner talked about that. That is a positive in education, be it through the classroom or be it through the athletic programs. What are you asking Coach Kizer and his staff to do more? So I don't think these players are snowflakes. I think these parents are snowflakes. And if there was something egregious that happened here, then say what happened. And if this program is on a performance-based criteria, you mentioned, something that's going to be...
Improvement plan.
Okay, so is the science department, English department, the chorus, the... cross country, which is a very good cross country team in Danville. Are they all on it? Is the whole district on a performance evaluation?
Well, yeah, they are. That's the nature of running the district. The way you administer is to, you do have performance standards and you're making sure you're improving. Athletic programs typically do not have that, so this will be enhanced. I think a better question would be, will the soccer program have it, or will the baseball program have it?
And what are those judgments? So it sounds like there's a combination here of some sour grapes of some boosters or parents, or something might happen. But boy, I tell you what, when you want to make a change, let's talk about it on the professional level. College football, major college football, or basketball, or those programs, when you want to make a change, are you changing for an improvement? Or are you changing based out of frustration? And on the high school level, folks better take notice. If you have a coach, if you have a director, like a choir, or I say a choir director, who's also directing class plays and musicals, that are teachers in your district, that's a positive. Now, they have to meet criteria. They can't be an awful coach or an awful director. And also, these school boards and administrators that want to have good sports programs or good extracurricular programs, you need to hire. Look at hiring those teachers that are going to do those extracurricular programs to help your school. But what the young player said, Darren Yeager talked about there, you go back to all ages. Go back to the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, go back right there. Somebody hollering at somebody to motivate them to do better. Those coaches thought he had enough potential to get better, and he helped him get better. That's the educator in the classroom that says, young Mr. Lawrence, I know you didn't get the grade you wanted in this algebra test. Meet me here at 3:20. We're going to stay for 40 minutes. Call your parents and say you're going to be here. I'm going to drop you off at home. We're going to go. I'm going to tutor you for 40 minutes. That's that teacher who thought you had enough potential to make you improve. And if that's not the foundation of education in the public or private school systems, I'm not sure then what is.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about the Danville School District decided last night to put the football program, to make them comply with a performance improvement plan. Then they may have imposed it on other athletics as well, but parents had complained about something that wasn't happening. And the school district has a winning football program, and they've been in the playoffs. I believe they have, regional district championship.
Yeah, they lost to a very good Loyal Sox team in the quarterfinals. And again, look at the program before Jim Kizer and his staff got there in 2009. And look what that program's like after they got rid of DeFrancesco, Carmen DeFrancesco, and I think in 2000, 2001. So, again, somebody had a burr under their saddle, or a couple people had burrs under their saddles up at Danville.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our listeners sends us a note, says, with all the talk recently about the prison, this means the new Northumberland County Prison in Cole Township, and the concurring Trump description of some impoverished countries, meaning the S-hole reference, I'd love to know just how people in our area would describe the Cole region. Is it a distressed area or Shangri-La, says Duffy?
Define the Cole region.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's a good question. All right, thank you for the question. 1-800-795-9565. We have open phones right now. We can talk about anything you want. We did talk about President Trump yesterday and some of his actions this week, and the S whole reference came up this week as well. But we got open phones now, so we can talk about anything you wish. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
Sometimes the truth hurts. The first 2 weeks of January with sub-zero temperatures put a hurting on Sunbury Motor Sales. Well, bundle up and save while SMC delivers the biggest discounts imaginable. Sunbury Motors Ford wants to see you in a brand new Escape or F-150. Save up to $8,000 on new Escapes starting at $20,825. Or take up to $14,500 off a new Ford F-150 starting at $25,969. Sunbury Motors Kia doesn't want you to pay a dime in interest for your new Kia. Finance a new Sorento, Sportage, Optima, or Forte for 0% for 75 months. No one has 0% for 75 months but Kia. Sunbury Motors Hyundai wants you with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Plus, you can save up to $3,807 on a new Santa Fe and $3,112 on a new Hyundai Tucson. Bundle up and save at Sunbury Motors Ford, Kia, or Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Drew Kelly is here.
Matt Miller has said to me many times throughout this short journey for me so far, if we're just a gym and a fitness center, we failed. He wants this thing to be very much your third place. It's not home, it's not work, it's your third place. It's a place where you can go and socialize with others. It's a place where you can be well mentally, spiritually, physically.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence here. Ben Reichle is with us. He's the owner of LB Water Company with 200 of his favorite colleagues, right?
Just one of the pieces of the puzzle.
One of the good, well, big piece. We know that to be true.
Most people.
Thank you, Cindy, for calling in on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You're on the mark.
I want to say that I applaud the administration and the school board at Danville for looking into the situation. Historically, many boards don't get involved in supervising extracurriculars. I think that's a mistake. They have a responsibility to ensure that the program meets standards that they've established. Now, if they fail to put forward clear standards by which they expect the programs to be run, then that's what the board needs to attend to immediately with the administration. But we should not ever turn our back on a...
That's probably what happened.
We should never turn our back on someone's complaint. They deserve to be heard. The situation should be examined. If there's no problem, then that's clear. And if there is a problem, then it can be fixed.
Well,
and I think that every athletic program should be evaluated on an annual basis, just like all teachers get a professional evaluation and superintendents get an annual evaluation. So should extracurriculars get an annual evaluation.
Well, there's something amiss at Danville if they've had to go to this extreme. So it seems like they didn't have standards in place, or they didn't have standards that they wanted in place, and or somebody complained enough that they got a reevaluation here. But to put that coach and the staff through what they've done, I don't applaud Danville and the administrators at all for how they handled this. Now, evaluating a programs, sure, you evaluate your band program, your choral program, your janitorial staff, you evaluate all, but for what they did and not saying what the problem was, let social media run rampant. So, I'm not applauding. I'm giving a thumbs down, and maybe hopefully they've gotten the situation cleared. But to put that coaching staff through what they did, there's far better ways to handle it.
Well, different perspective. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, yeah, thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565, talking about the Danville football program. They must comply with and perform well within an improvement program, a sort of a strategic improvement program. And I kind of agree with Cindy that maybe it's something that should have been in place in the first place, this performance improvement plan. Winning isn't everything. They do have a winning team, as I mentioned, but are they complying with other things? Are they poaching students from other other sports, you know, unfairly or something along that line. I think there's other ways.
From other schools or other sports?
Other sports. Well, yeah. Well, I guess from other schools, too, well, but that's legal.
Yeah, but you want your... Hey, if your soccer team has a very good kicker, or a couple of them, you might want them on your football team to help, and that's happened in the past. But again, look how this was handled. There's something amiss here.
Where the boosters announce that he's fired.
Yeah. So the caller can say what they want, but the administration did not have a hold of this. And it happens. Things will happen in your life. It's how you handle them. So this happens at Danville. They let this run rampant for, 2.5 weeks? Social media, boosters, like you said, boosters say he's fired. So... there's something amiss here. Now, all of a sudden, they put in this compliance program. And is this compliance programs for the total athletic program? Is it compliance programs for the other extracurricular activity programs? Who knows?
Well, and I think that we'll have to find out. Matt Cotrillo, who enjoys covering sports and high school sports, is the interim news director here. He's working on this, and he's talking to parents and other folks to find out sort of what's really going on, I guess, that is part of this. So, yeah, I guess what Ben is making an interesting point is that if a parent has come forward, or several parents, or many parents have come forward with a valid criticism or remark about the football program that, you know, it lacks supervision, it lacks the proper nurturing of students, it doesn't have enough of an academic focus, maybe they don't win enough, whatever it happens to be, maybe they have a valid complaint, but then the school board suddenly realizes that they don't have a handle on this, that they don't have any sort of a program in place that involves not just whether the coach wins or violates any existing laws in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but they just don't have anything to evaluate the really comprehensive nature of football. So rather than impose one in an open way, they sort of leak to the media that Kaiser's in trouble, and next thing you know, the boosters think he's fired, and that's what you're talking about, this idea that, you know, they didn't announce that there's problems in the football program and they want to make it the best in the country. They announced that the coach is going to be gone if he doesn't make it the best.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say this, and I don't know the details of this. My gut feeling is you have a coaching staff that motivates in an aggressive way. Come on, Lawrence, get your head up, make it. Lawrence, come on, pump your. You have a group, and in today's society, there's players, male and female, coming up through that have been coddled, quote unquote. They all got ribbons, or all got trophies, or all got to play if they showed up at practice or not. And what's happened here is you have a little bit of old school, which is not wrong, that are motivating. And you had a player talk about, hey, when the coaches holler at me, it makes me better. Well, those coaches saw enough in that player to say, you got potential, let's use your potential. You're not just learning football here at Danville. You're learning what you're going to have to cope with in life. You know what? You're gonna have situations down the road that are going to happen that you're going to have to get motivated. At Seals Grove, we used to run hills after practice, 11 hills, and it was always the banner that if you got through these hills, you can, it was that little brand we had. You were a SEAL, you ran these 11 hills, and no team was going to be in better shape than we did. But again, if coaches and teachers are trying to motivate you, sometimes some of these people can't take the motivations. And I'm not sure, Mark, it's the students or these young players that are the snowflakes. I think it's the parents. And you know what, parents? Go have a conversation one-on-one with the coach. You know, go have a discussion. And maybe this stuff happened, but I don't know, from officials to other administrators to other broadcasters, I don't know of the Danville football program being discussed in a manner that some of this stuff has come out, that Jim Kaiser and his staff don't run a good, solid program. So it'll be interesting to see what details come out. And Matt Cotrillo could have the headline story of the first month of the year.
One of our listeners says, so what was the issue? I'm getting the idea this was an issue of political correctness, that the coach made some sort of an off-the-cuff comment about some victim or a victim group.
Who knows?
We know they pray in the locker room. They're proud of that, and they're not changing that, so it's not
that. They used to pray on the sidelines, and they now weren't allowed to. And you know, we had at Sion's Grove, we had a prayer in the locker room, and you know, if you didn't want to be involved with it, you didn't have to be involved with it. Again, there's going to be more to this story, and my gut feeling is the political correctness stuff probably is coming out. But what that young player said in front of that school board, hey, these coaches motivated me to be not a better football player, but a better person. And that's education.
1-800-795-9565. Speedy dialers only. That's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We have time for one more call. 1-800-795-9565. The Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots and lots and lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane. That's on North 4th Street. I've been there. I haven't been there in almost 48 hours, but they'll pump you up with nitrogen if you're little tire pressure light comes on, and they'll make sure that all the tires are pumped up. Remember, if you got standard air in your tires, you're going to lose a lot of air pressure in the winter. For example, if you're up about 35, 36 pounds, you're going to be down at 30 or so. But if you're already at 30, you're going down into the low 20s. And guess what? You're going to need to have them pumped up. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. You get free nitrogen if you get four tires there. You buy them, and you'll be happy with those tires from the Quick Lane. Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the Sunbury Motor Company. Of course, you can buy a new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln. While you are there, you can buy a great big truck, too, if you want to. I see they have one over there by the body shop for sale.
Transportation needs, everything except maybe boats and airplanes. I think everything else you can get through Sunbury Motors.
All right. We thank everybody for calling this week and calling this morning. Ben Reichle, we're going to be watching the Eagles win on Sunday, hopefully.
That'd be an interesting game. Vikings seem to be a team of destiny, especially after that last game, the last play. But Eagles at home. Interesting story, though. Did you see where the police department is stating that they're not sure if the Eagles win that they can protect people in downtown?
Yeah, they're advising certain areas to make sure everything's inside in your businesses and the doors are locked and the gates are up.
Think about it.
The Eagles, you know, they go to the Super Bowl. That's a big deal in Philly. So people are going to go crazy.
But why?
It happens in every city. It just happens to be in Philly this time around, but it happens in every city.
Again, I'll say this: is this British soccer fans coming over?
We have to overturn a police cruiser. That's how we celebrate at Penn State. We get a vehicle and overturn it. This is the way we enjoy sports.
Question
today,
though, Rob, what are you thinking? The Eagles are underdogs again.
I'm actually, because I predicted them to lose last week and they won, I'm going to predict them to lose this time, too.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to do the same thing this week I did last week. I'm wearing the same shirt as last week. I'm making sure, yeah.
You've showered in between, please.
I do, absolutely. And I wash the shirt, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's people in Vegas that will bet the same way.
All right, well, the game is going to be on an FM broadcast, FM stereo on Eagle 107. That'll be the Westwood One broadcast on Eagle 107. That's the Eagles affiliate. And it's going to be here on WKOK AM, so you can listen to it on the radio, and you get the Eagles game, and hopefully they'll win and they'll go to the Super Bowl. Thank you for coming in, sir.
Yeah, thanks, and won't see you next week, but have a good weekend. Be interesting. We'll warm up a little bit.
All right, thank you so much. You're listening to On the Mark on WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time, 10 a.m.